Hey, everyone, it's Amy Wood. I've got Donna Lynn Maurer on the phone with me. She's got family that's on the base at Fort Hood under kind of a lockdown scenario. Donna Lynn, from the text you've been able to exchange with them, it sounds like they're all okay.
Yes, they're okay right now. Yes. My grandsons are currently at the school on lockdown. My daughter-in-law is a manager at the bank there, and they are on lockdown also.
And then your son-in-law is actually standing outside the daycare, you said, just kind of waiting for the all clear to come so he can go in and get the children?
Yeah, actually, it's my son. Yes, and he's outside he's outside the daycare waiting for my two grandsons to be released so he can take them home. Kind of, he said there's other parents there also.
You said that he was still seeing police moving through the area, looking around, searching. And I guess they could be doing that just to be sure that there's nothing else to be concerned about.
Of course. I know when I first spoke with him, I didn't have any idea. We were speaking about something else entirely different. He had just left the area where the shooting had started, and he could actually hear the gunfire. So he got wherever he was. He has not heard any gunfire for a while there, but they are still searching.
And what did he describe when he described hearing gunfire? Were you ever able to have a voice conversation, or has it all been text?
It's all been text, but he just said that when he left the area, he thought maybe there was a funeral detail going on. Maybe I'm assuming like a 21-gun salute maybe going on somewhere that they were practicing, something like that.
And then we find out that there's been this shooting on the Fort Hood facility. Any thoughts about this? You know, they had the shooting previously there. Was he there for that as well?
He was actually deployed in Iraq when that happened, but unfortunately my grandson Jacob, he was there, and he was just a baby. And his mom was there, and she had called me and said she could hear a shooting, and I just told them to get to the back of the house. So they had got to the back of the house and stayed there till they got the shooter.
So part of your family has been through this twice.
Right. And, you know, of course, my son being deployed in Iraq and, you know, getting reports of this, knowing his son was there and stuff, was terrifying for him. It's just a horrible thing. I mean.
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad that you're hearing that they're okay. And, of course, we'll look for updates throughout the evening. But, Don, appreciate your time.